Well, everybody wants to be happy. Happy. And today I'm going to do a little bit of an interchanging between those words, blessed, happy, and joyful. But everybody wants to be happy. If we've read this gospel in the Good News Bible, you would see that it uses the word happy instead of blessed. Happy are the pure in heart. Happy are those who are poor in spirit. Happy, happy, happy. And the heading in the Good News Bible is true happiness. But today when I use that word happy, I want to distinguish between happy and joyful in a particular way. Happy being that more surface happiness that can come and go with the circumstances. There are things that make us happy. But when things aren't of that sort of ilk, we're not happy. Whereas joy is something that abides and lasts. Joyful is something deeper, a contentment, a peace, a well-being, and it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, it remains and stays there. And when I talk about happiness, blessed, that's the joy that God desires to give to us. There was a televangelist who was very popular back in the 80s. I remember the 80s. Televangelist who was very popular back in the 80s who didn't call them the Beatitudes, but the Be Happy Attitudes. The Be Happy Attitudes. Because we know what makes us happy. Like it might be contact with someone we really love to be in contact with, going to a concert, just those things that we can really enjoy, Australia beating New Zealand. You know, like there are things that make us happy from the outside, if you like. As I talk about the Beatitudes today, I want to talk about them as God's way of giving us happiness, joy, blessedness from the inside, that he has given us these great gifts from the inside to make us blessed, to give us great blessing and happiness and joy. So from inner. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit does not mean weak in spirit. Poor in spirit is a strength. Poor in spirit is to recognize our total dependence upon God. And when we recognize our total dependence upon God, then we trust him. And that allows his blessings to flow into our lives. So poor in spirit, people who are poor in spirit have a great strength of spirit, but they recognize that we have that total dependence upon God. And when we show that we have that total dependence upon God, we trust him. And because we trust him, then his blessings are able to flow into our lives. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. We know about mourning, and sometimes it's related to the loss of a loved one, but mourning has, in this context, has more meanings than that. Any great loss, any great grief, and those come upon us in our lives. And the promise of God is that he will come and comfort and be with us in those situations in a way that he's not in other times. And we become very well aware of that. And that's a real blessing. And sometimes some of the blessings that come out of those very difficult and challenging times is the lessons of life that we learn. Again, I can share with you that some of the best lessons in life that we ever learn are learnt in the very challenging and difficult times. Good times don't tend to be such a great teacher. Challenging times are great times to discover more about God, ourself, and others. Rich, rich things. And so that's a blessing that can come from those difficult times. But there is that great promise of God. God says, I don't cause the difficult times. And at sometimes I don't take away the difficult times, but I will be with you in those difficult times and you will experience my love at a much deeper level than you do at other times. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And I'm going to take that meaning of meekness here today. Blessed are the teachable. Are we teachable? Can God teach us something new? Did you come here today ready to learn or experience something new? Whether it comes from the scriptures, the service, the fellowship, the sermon, could God teach you something new today? Are you teachable? Am I teachable? Am I open? Like, we've got our foundations that you've got to stand on and not waft around all over the place. But could God teach me something new? Am I teachable? Because no one's got it all. We're all growing. And we're all growing in our faith and in our understanding of God and life. And so meekness, blessed are the meek, they'll inherit the earth, are the people who are teachable. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And in the Bible, righteousness means right relationship with God. Blessed are those who really seek to have a right relationship with God. They will be filled. And we know that the great way that we have a relationship with God is to accept what Jesus Christ has done for us. There is the real foundation and the essential link with God, that Jesus has done that amazing work, his life and death and resurrection, to take away all that keeps us from God. Accepting that within our lives is to establish that beautiful relationship with God. And the promise here is that we will be filled. And because we accept Jesus Christ, then we live a life of righteousness, live a life that indeed is consistent with having accepted and being in the right place with God. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Mercy. We could not survive without the mercy of God. We are dependent totally upon the mercy of God, and we know we keep coming back to him and say, Lord, I've mucked up in some way or other. I just need your mercy so that I can come back and be close to you again. We really do need the mercy of God, and the challenge is to pass that mercy on. Some people are naturally merciful. I'm not. I know that I've got to work at it. But some people just do it so beautifully. Compassion, forgiveness, love, they just show it so beautifully, and that's lovely. But the challenge is for all of us, no matter whether we're gifted in it or whether we've got to learn it and keep being disciplined in it, the challenge is to be merciful. And the promise here in the Beatitudes, blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. It is in being merciful that we're able to receive the great mercy of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. The heart is a depository for all sorts of things, and whatever's in the heart comes out. Whenever we plant evil in the heart, at some stage it'll come out. And whenever we plant purity in our heart, at some stage it'll come out. We, throughout the world right at this moment, we are witnessing what happens when people harbour unforgiveness and hatred in their heart. It comes out, and it comes out disastrously. And maybe not to the same extent, but it's the same for ourselves. God challenges us, invites us, wants us to put purity within our heart, because what we put in there will come out, and it does show itself. And the heart is an amazing place. God is an expert in helping us with our hearts to put the right thing there, the right purity. And the promise here is, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Because if we want God to dwell in our heart, we need to put stuff there that he's happy to dwell with. If we decide to put in our hearts things that are not of God, it makes it much harder for him to dwell in that place, to dwell with those things that we might decide to put there and to store there and to harbour there, the things that are not of God. And so the promise is to work on that. Now, that's a life's journey. No one's done it perfectly. No one is perfect by any means, but that's part of our life journey, is to grow in that, and to continue to grow, to make our hearts a great place. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Don't we want big peacemakers in the world right at this moment in what look like impossible situations? How can it, is it possible that great peacemakers will rise up to bring peace into those really terrible situations? We can keep praying for that and hoping for that. Great peacemakers are needed. But there is also that peace, that inner peace of ours. One of my encouragements is the three pieces to live and die with are peace with God, peace with self, and peace with others. Peace with God, peace with self, peace with others. To hold on to those pieces and to do all that we can to be people of peace. Peace within ourselves, because at times we're in turmoil, but peace within ourselves and peace with others. Peace is a beautiful gift from God. It's a gift that our Lord Jesus wants us to have. What was the first word? Don't answer this, but what was the first word that Jesus said when he saw the disciples on the night of the resurrection, when they were in that locked room for fear of the Jews? And he comes into the room and he says, peace. And a week later, with because Thomas wasn't there, and they're all gathered together, and Thomas had said, no way am I believing that he's risen until I put my hand in the nail holes, etc. And Jesus comes and stands amongst them again. And what's the first word? Peace. Peace. He wants us to have peace. And he doesn't want us to be peace disturbers. You know who disturbs the peace of your life. And sometimes we disturb the peace of other people's lives, sometimes knowingly, sometimes not knowingly. And yet he wants us to be peacemakers, people of peace, people who have that peace with him, that peace with ourselves, and that peace with others. And they will be called children of God. That letter from John, that letter of John's that we read today, talks about how great does God love us to call us his children. And here in the Beatitudes, we're told that peacemakers will be called the children of God, to be people of peace. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Sometimes standing for what is right and good brings persecution and or ridicule and or rejection. Sometimes standing for what is good brings that. And Jesus is saying here, and also if you decide to stand for me, then there are going to be times of persecution or ridicule or rejection. Now, we know there are places around the world. The last figure I saw, that there are 70 million Christians around the world suffering because they're Christians, being persecuted right at this time. It's an enormous thing. And we know that that sort of persecution can be enormous. It can be great loss. Sometimes it's loss of life. It can be loss of possessions or a loss of a lot of other freedoms. And we pray for those people who have to live under those sorts of circumstances. We don't have to live under those circumstances, but we are aware that when you want to stand and stand for what is right and stand for Jesus, there are times when we are rejected, even ridiculed. I suppose sometimes you could call it some forms of persecution. And Jesus is saying here, you are blessed. If you stand for me, I will bless you and I'll look after you and carry you through those times. Because I guess in the end, to stand for the truth rather than be willing to give up on it just for the sake of not being ridiculed, to stand for the truth is a much stronger thing to do and a more satisfying thing to do. So there would be attitudes. So just a bit of a reflection on that. These things that God has given us from within, to work on from within, to allow, to nurture, to bring into our lives so that we can truly be blessed, we can truly be happy, we can truly be joyful. So there you are. There's my medication for happiness. Take good doses of the Beatitudes. You can take them with food or without food. Just take them regularly, good doses of the Beatitudes. There are no blister packs, so you don't have to worry about how you're going to recycle the blister packs or what you do with them. And yet there's this beautiful medicine for us to be people of blessedness, people of happiness, people of great joy. God has given us all of these things. May we be blessed in them as we continue to journey with him, and may we continue to support and encourage one another in these beautiful blessings poured out upon us.